Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, radio listeners, and welcome to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Our topic this evening touches really close to home, and so I look forward to our discussion. It's not a comfortable one to talk about, but before we do that, I want to welcome my guest co-host, my fabulous, awesome husband, Raymond.
Hello.
So, Raymond, our topic this evening is gray hair.
Okay.
So, you know, gray hair, it's one of the obvious signs of getting older.
Is it?
It is.
Really? So young people that I see in their 20s and so on who are graying, what does that mean?
That's an anomaly. I mean,
okay.
I started graying when I was 28.
Okay.
And so it's an anomaly. So, it's you know, it's genetics play a part in graying. But typically, people who are growing older exhibit gray hairs.
Right. I've seen that with other folks, yes.
Uh-huh. So let's remind our listeners how they can call in to participate in our discussion. Our call-in number is 619-639-4621. So let's hear from you. And it's something that I'm struggling with and have struggled with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'm particularly vain.
No. I mean, I guess, you know, graying and aging and how people are perceived, I guess if we isolate, say, graying, because then you can talk about, you know, weight and diet and exercise and so on. But as you said, graying or having gray hair, as a man, I can tell you that I am way more aware of products that are out there today for men who are having gray hair, be it gray beards or, you know, hair on your head or whatever you have left, if you haven't shaved it off, kind of thing, where men are way more conscious now of their gray hair. I mean, you look at, what is this, on NBC here with Matt Lauer and now, you know, being on doing it for, what is it, Men's Health, that they're growing their beards and so on. You know, and it's coming in gray, and you say to yourself, gee, you never would have realized that these guys, well, maybe you did, but, you know, you notice it, you know. So either you shave it off or you color it.
Right.
And it's, you know, of course, women, it's a little different because, you know, the amount of women walking around with shaved heads is not as prevalent as men.
Right. I mean, and I think that it's I don't want to say disconcerting, but perhaps it is. It's a little, because typically women are considered to look older if your gray hair is showing.
I see, and the men are more matured.
You know, well, that's how our society, you know, our society is just not as harsh or as judgmental on men as they are on women.
You could say the same thing about weight. You know, it's like, men, oh, he's looking comfortable, look at, you know, whereas she's put on a few pounds.
Right. So, but it's something that, and I'm going to speak from a personal perspective. Very unsettling.
Unsettling.
You know, yeah. You know, I mean, I've colored my hair, but I've decided that I won't color my hair anymore. And it's difficult. Just facing it, there's a certain level of dread in that,
but,
and I did this before. I remember several years ago, I decided I would not color my hair. Do you remember when I said I wouldn't color my hair anymore? Because I have dreadful allergies to all these ate these things, these chemicals in the the hair dye. No matter what brand it is, I have dreadful allergies. I swell up like dreadfully, and I have been suffering myself through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in the name of I don't know.
Yeah, right. That was one of the questions I was going to ask. You decided not to color your hair. Why? Why did you
decide to color it again?
No, to stop now, to make this decision now.
Well,
even though it's glaring. Yeah.
One is because I have such terrible allergies.
Okay. So you've had enough of the reaction and dealing with that. Okay.
And then two is I feel like I'm damaging myself with this, you know. So not only the my body's reaction to the dye, but I feel like, you know, who knows? You know, it's like my body has such a violent reaction to the dye that who knows what else is happening. And I'm like, you know, so I'm going to have to grow into this, but it's not a comfortable place.
Because gray indicates aging.
And I feel like I'm going to look older than I actually am.
Hmm.
From having gray hair on my head.
All right, right. So when you were younger, it's turning into a bit of an interview, I see. So when you were younger, in your 20s, and you had the beginning of grays, did you feel the need to use the dye then?
No, I didn't. Because
did it bother you then?
It bothered me. I remember the first time I noticed gray hair on the top of my head, I thought I would die.
Mm.
Like I literally thought I would die because I went into the bathroom and I guess the light just hit it just so, and I didn't have locks then, you know, and I was just mortified. I picked it out.
Exactly, that was the same thing.
I picked it out and then they came back with a vengeance, you know. But then I kept picking them up.
I'll show you, right?
Yeah. Because it was just concentrated in one little patch, one little area on the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I guess it continued, and then I started dyeing my hair when it started to come in more.
No, but I'm just thinking, in your 20s, in your then there, were you then dyeing it, or how did you conceal it? Besides picking it out and it coming back, how did you conceal it?
I didn't dye it then, because I didn't really need to, because it wasn't in the front.
Okay.
So I didn't need to.
So you wore it. So you wore your hair with it.
Right. But, you know, let's see what the research says about, you know, about gray hair.
I don't have any gray hair, by the way.
Oh, please. Let's see what the research says. You know, it's considered one of the classic signs of aging.
Mm-hmm.
And it has and does lead to, in many instances, no matter the gender, men or women, it leads to a kind of a midlife crisis. You know.
Hmm.
Okay. So, what causes gray hair? It's considered to be caused from a natural buildup of hydrogen peroxide in the hair follicles that causes stress and oxidation.
The hydrogen peroxide causes stress to the hair?
Yeah.
I see.
You know, so it's like natural hydrogen peroxide, I think, that builds up in the hair.
Mm.
So, it's something that women struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that men struggle with. And deciding to, you know, I've been reading all these experiences of these women who decide, okay, now I'm not going to die anymore. To die or not to die, I'm not going to die anymore. And then the experiences that they have. But none of it is fun.
What's not fun? Transition or having struggled with it so long, transition to now where you no longer die and you feel so relieved that you have come to terms with what your hair is like and what you present, what you look like for real with your gray hair without stressing it with chemicals and dyes and the need to present.
No, but I think your stress, Raymond, is the stress is believing or feeling like you look older because your gray hair is not concealed.
I see.
That's the stress, I think.
So therefore the dying and so on is to make you feel, so to make you look younger.
Right, and feel better.
And feel better. I see. Okay. You know what, and I guess, I mean, I've watched your hair go through, you know, and I guess over time, these things happen gradually, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you diet and your hair looks this way, and then I've seen you gone through the reaction and so on. You know, and you might say to yourself, gosh, is it worth it? But it looks nice when you diet and so on. And then you twist it and so on. But I think, as you said, it's just something that is inside of you that says, I don't want to age. I don't want to age so fast. You know, I am the age that I am, whatever that might be. And I'd like to look a certain way, you know, and not older, if nothing else, not older than that. And, to your point, graying is an indication that, or could be taken as, oh, wow, she looks as if she's now a number greater than she is, or even, oh, she no longer looks as if she's something. She now looks as if she's actually what she is. So it's an indication of how old you are, how people perceive you to be,
yeah,
and how you're treated. So whether or not you are told, oh, come on Tuesdays when there's a senior discount, or, you know, would you like a seat, ma'am? It's for the senior seats only. You know, it affects you. It affects you. And I mean, I can't speak from the perspective of a woman, but as a man, I mean, for me personally, I can't speak for every man. I can speak from a perspective of baldness more than I can from a perspective of graying, because it's not that, I'm not really that conscious of my gray hair, even though I don't have any.
So because this show is based on a strength-based,
yes,
positive perspective,
mm-hmm,
what are the benefits of rocking the gray? What are the benefits?
Maturity.
You know, that's what Simon said this morning on Facebook. Simon said, oh.
With Simon?
Simon Natu said, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Simon said that gray hair is a sign of wisdom, was what he said.
Uncle Simon, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, so
I don't know if I agree with that.
You know, but recently there was a lot of to-do about Kate Middleton. You know, Princess Kate Middleton, because she's 30-something,
mm-hmm,
and just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the media picked up that she had some gray hair, and it's just a big to-do.
Oh, really?
And she took to wearing a hat.
Because,
Yeah, she took to wearing, I guess, a beret or something.
So rather than dye, she covered it with a hat.
You know, but she can't, you know, she's got beautiful hair. She probably won't wear a hat for long, but it was probably traumatizing to, you know, for everybody to have on the, you know, on the television or in the media that, oh, Kate is gray.
Right.
You know, that's,
right.
You know, that's, you know, so what are the strengths? What are the benefits of being gray?
I think, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it says here if you Google that or read whatever other people's opinion. I think gray can look good on you if you're gray, you know you are, and you're not trying to be otherwise. You've come to terms, whether from the beginning or as a result of trying other things, but you've come to terms with the fact that this is how I look. You know, and the price I pay for looking otherwise, it's not worth it. You know, so I'm going to wear my hair the best I can. It's white, it's gray, or it's salt and pepper, or, you know, again, you're right. I think historically this world has been skewed towards men. Oh, he looks so matured. He looks so distinguished.
Mm.
You know, his salt and pepper here, you know, like the guy that does that commercial, the most interesting man in the world, blah, 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 you know, with his salt and pepper beard, and he's presented in that way and so on. You know, whereas a woman is seen, oh, she's aged, she's looking older. But I think part of it is just how the confidence you have in how you wear your hair,
mm,
and not saying, you know what, it's gray, so what?
Mm. Well, you know what, I think, you know, yeah. That's
easy for me to say,
right.
I understand.
That's one approach. But I think also, and, you know, I remember going to high school,
mm-hmm,
with a, you know, this really wonderful girl, who, she was gray in, I think, first form. In seventh grade, she was gray.
Oh, really?
You know, so it had really nothing to do with age. Hers was clearly genetic, but she was gray. I remember right through high school, her hair was gray.
How was she? Was it an issue?
No.
Right.
We just knew, you know, I mean, nobody made fun of her or anything like that, but I know it was upsetting for her.
Okay. So we got, that's how she was treated. She herself.
Yeah, because it was different.
She was different
than everybody
right,
else.
Right.
Nobody else had gray hair in high school.
Right.
But she did.
Right.
But, you know, the thing about it is that I feel like it symbolizes kind of a loss, you know? And, you know, so it's
a loss of youth?
Yeah,
huh?
I think that it does. Mm. And so it's about how do we reframe it? How do you embrace what it represents? You know, leaving this symbol of youth behind and then embracing and just really, you know, claiming this symbol of maturity, of aging.
Sounds like wine.
You know, I mean, because I think that there's a certain, because I think maybe that's what I'm experiencing, is that there's a certain level of, sadness, I guess.
Okay.
You know, in terms of saying, okay, well, so I will no longer dye my hair, and, yeah, everybody's going to see that I've got gray hair. I mean, it's not like I'm all gray, but I've got gray hair prominently in the front of my head. So.
Right. Well, I guess for now it's the fear of the unknown because you haven't done it yet, kind of. No, you didn't do it yet.
Well, I mean, it's going to evolve.
It's going to grow out.
My hair is growing even as we speak.
Right. So I guess it's like anyone else, or if anyone else is going through this, it's a matter of what is it that you can live with and the terms that, you know. And for some people it might become too much and said, you know what, I'm going to dye it again. I can't deal. I cannot deal with what it looks like. Or how it makes me feel, or how I'm perceived, or how people treat me, or how people look at me, you know. Or hopefully, then you or some others might come to terms with it and say, "I like this."
Okay, so then, but you know, I wonder how much does our society and the demands of our society, how much does that play a role in what I'm feeling?
I think the media and the society at large. You know, youth is symbolized by, let's go, we look at all these commercials then for women. You know, it's your hair and how healthy it looks and how this it looks and whatever. They're not there talking about how gray and whatever it looks.
Or thin.
You know, it's how.
That's another problem.
Right. It's how thick it is, make it thicker, you know, so on and so forth, make it shiny and bouncy and all of that. You know, or, all right, let's go there then, since we're talking about here. There are more women I see, women of color, walking around in New York, and even if you go to Jamaica, with, you know, hair that's not there. You know, so some people cover their grays that way. They wear extensions. They wear, you know, I'm sure maybe the primary objective is not necessarily for gray. It's to get longer hair. It's to get that look that you see on TV that you don't have, but it also covers your gray. So that's another way, I think. It's in a maybe similar but different, you know, in terms of society. Women think that they should have long, flowing hair that looks healthy and looks like it look on TV.
Okay.
Or Beyonce or whatever else you might see, you know, in the media or in entertainment world.
I mean, yeah. I mean, so I think that part of it is being influenced by, you know, this idea of what beautiful and what you know, and what considered attractive, you know. And it's really interesting because the picture of India Irie, and she does that song that, you know, I am not my hair, you know.
But she's saying that because society makes it about your hair. They want you to believe it's about your hair.
It is.
As one of the things, you know, there are other things as well, but they do make it about, it is about your hair. It's about how long it is. It's about how thick it is. It's about what color it is, you know. And therefore, you know, every day people go into stores and buy hair to put in their head to make their hair look exactly what society is telling them that it should look like, you know.
So part of it is, I guess, you know, how do you make peace with that? Is how do you make peace with this idea of, you know, it's another transition. I'm not my hair. It's another transition.
Mm.
it's, you know, there's, like I said, I read you an article or told you about an article before that said gray hair
mm-hmm.
or graying hair was a symbol of being healthy, of good health.
Right. How convincing could you think you could sell that to someone?
I don't think I want to sell it to anybody, but, but you know, so...
Can I ask you something? Mm-hmm. And again, from a hair perspective, and again, it's a little bit of a pet peeve of mine in terms of I can appreciate and understand, you know, someone like India Airy who says, you know what, this is me. I am not what they say I should be. However, she's way in the minority. More often than not, women will look for things to add to their hair, we're talking hair specifically, to make it what others tell them or show them that it should be. And I'm not sure, why is that?
Well, you know what, because I remember when I stopped dyeing my hair before,
right.
I had somebody who I loved dearly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and tell me, oh, you look old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Makes you look old. You got to get rid of it. And that's why I went back to dyeing my hair, even though I was, like, so dreadfully allergic to these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd made up my mind then, but she made me feel, like, conscious,
mm-hmm.
You know, of my hair. And so I went back to dyeing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think I'm really decided this time
mm-hmm.
that this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do, you know, what I feel like is best for me, and I'm not going to change no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it is it's mourning that loss. It's mourning
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that, okay, now I've got to embrace and rock this new...
Mm-hmm. New hair.
This new me.
That's right. And someone might say, oh, gee, you've aged. You look older. You know, I guess you have to be prepared for that as well. And probably they're saying it from a place of love or just, you know, knee-jerk reaction. And again, like I said, it's easy for anyone to say, oh, yeah, just let your hair grow out. If you yourself don't have to deal with it or you don't see yourself in the same way, you know, because I know a woman's hair is important. It is a sign of beauty. It's how she's perceived.
It's a sign of womanhood too.
It is a sign of womanhood. Okay, I hear you.
It is. I mean, it's kind of like your crowning glory.
Mm. You mean having hair?
Mm-hmm.
Just having hair. So the women you think? So women without hair, women who wear their hair very short.
I've done that.
But that was a while ago. But today, how, you know, where a woman wearing her hair short.
I mean, I think they're beautiful. India Airy wears her hair bald.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know if she's a good example because she uses it as, she's also a statement. You know, she comes on stage, she has a wig on and then she whips it off and then you see her bald head. But most times you see her in her pictures and so on, she's not bald, she has the wig on.
No.
Or when I have seen
she's wrapped.
All right, wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but again, it's something else. So, therefore, the hair is a sign of beauty. But for those who choose not to, I don't think, you know, I think there's a place for that as well. I think so too.
I mean, that's where I am. I'm thinking it's probably easier. I mean, I've thought about most recently of cutting off my locks.
No.
Yeah, I seriously
right.
have.
So
I've thought about cutting off my locks.
Right, and again, if you ever come to that day where you say, you know what, I've grown this enough, I'd like to cut it, then so let it be. I guess you have to come to terms with that. You know, I mean, the women we see in the entertainment industry, in the area side, you know, the Beyoncés of the world and the so-ons of the world, what do they really look like underneath all that stuff?
Lots of these celebrities have cut off their hair now, and they're, you know, sporting shorter styles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of them, you know.
Because it's the new style, it's the new fashion.
Yeah, I guess it's
the
new
trend. Okay, so sooner or later now, we won't be buying as many extensions and adding.
Probably
it.
Because
okay.
you know because they, now they're leading the way with this real short. Everybody's wearing short.
Okay.
But I think that the takeaway is, you know, is it's about making peace.
Mm. Mm.
And being confident in who you are, and as you age,
right,
you know,
right. I guess. I mean, I guess there was a time, long time ago, I had to come to terms with the fact that I'm losing my hair, even though by the time I was, I don't know, old enough to know, I knew I was going to lose my hair. It wasn't a surprise. But the idea of having it, you know, like telling the kids that I once had an afro is even foreign to them. But I did. You know, so I wouldn't say that I looked at it as mourning a loss because it happened gradually over time. And then my darling wife convinced me, why don't you just cut the whole thing off? And so that's what I've been doing, geez, gosh, ever since. You know, so I understand. I you know, coming to terms with it and then not knowing exactly how you're going to feel, but whatever it is, determine that whatever it is, I'll live with it.
Yeah.
I'll deal with it, you know. And
yeah. I mean, and I think it's, you know, I think it's probably a healthier decision on many levels,
right.
You know, psychologically and physically.
Right.
To say that, well, at least my face won't, you know, swell up to twice its size when I dye my hair.
Right, and it won't stress your hair.
Yeah, and it won't stress my hair.
It won't stress your hair. Well, more so than what would normally or naturally happen.
Yeah.
You know, all in the name of beauty.
Yeah, so I mean, I hope for those who are, you know, in the same place.
Oh, there's no one listening to this thinking, who, me? I don't have any gray hair.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing.
You know, and if you're in that same place where you are struggling with losing your hair, whether your hair is thinning or has thinned or graying or is gray,
yeah.
That, you know, that, you know, you'll do it in your own time in terms of accepting
mm-hmm.
that it's just a natural part of the transition,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know, and you know, it's about the journey, it's not the destination, so
mm-hmm.
I guess goodbye to the dye bottle.
I'm sure it will be fine, and I'm sure as you transition, part of you might say eventually say, gee, gosh, what took me this long to make
because
this decision?
There's so many, I mean, I've seen pictures of some of these women who are just like really gorgeous. I haven't seen any with locks before.
Hmm.
But, you know, really gorgeous gray hair or salt and pepper hair.
Right.
Beautiful, so.
Right. I'm thinking about this now. I'm thinking back then when you remember artists with locks and so on, and they didn't gray much. They would probably, you know, like the other day I remember seeing some poster the other with Freddie, and he's lost his hair and he's graying and
bald.
So on and so on. And you said, you know, that's just normal, natural things. So as you come to terms with the gray and the thinning, as you said, I think the better you'll wear it, the more you come to terms with it. But I guess time will tell. Time will tell.
You know, it's one of those things. I mean, it's a natural part of life, and I guess it's better than the alternative, Alice Walker. Yeah, that's Alice Walker with her gray.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. I guess, you know, we'll move
on. We will bid farewell to...
to the dye.
To the dye. I'll be here with you. I'll be here for you as you go through the transition to become that lady who no longer puts artificial chemicals in her hair to make it a color other than what it naturally is. So we'll bury the dye bottle together.
Right. Well.
All right. So I don't know what we next week. Oh, I guess we'll talk about that afterwards.
Yeah. So I guess until next week. You know, I mean, if you're in that place, hopefully, you know, you'll make peace with your dye bottle. With your hair. So until next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter @DiscussionDelia. Thank you again for listening.